granting a side yard variance to Dale Mitchell for property located at 4819 East Fairview Drive. This is on for first reading.
Refer to P&amp;Z.
Oh, okay, we'll refer to P&amp;Z. Judd, do you have anything to add to that? Or
you
no,
seen
I,
it
we
yet?
Haven't.
I guess you haven't seen it.
I thought for a moment that I had missed it, and I just realized we haven't seen it yet,
right.
So we haven't had an opportunity to investigate.
Moving on to ordinance 2015-15, an ordinance providing for the submission to the electors of Orange Village of the amendment of Article 8 of the Orange Village of the Charter Orange Village by the enactment of a new Section 5 thereof pertaining to authorizing a tax levy for a period of 10 years for the purpose of paying the cost of permanent improvements within the village and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading.
May I speak to this one?
Please.
In 1996, we had used almost all of our estate taxes and were depending upon a flow of estate taxes to continue to come in order to pay for this building. We did it. We got lucky. It was paid for. Many other communities have used their estate taxes to fix infrastructure. So in 1996, when we did our analysis of the finances of Orange Village, realizing there was very little money in the general fund, we could not look to the estate taxes because those were committed for paying this building. A group of residents assisted me, and we went through, you know, line by line everything in the budget. We talked about, we had the engineer set up a plan for what road work needed to be done. This is after a period of time where no more than $100,000 a year had been spent on maintenance and repairs of the road, and we were looking at quite a lot of repair work that needed to be done, and it was looking harder and harder to get that $100,000 out of the general fund in order to do that little bit. In 1996, we put together a 4.3 mil infrastructure levy. It is a charter millage that is voted on by the residents, and it was for the specific purpose and sole purpose of infrastructure in the village. It was a hard sell. It was new. Nobody else had ever done that. It was pretty unheard of. It passed by 6 votes. It brought in a dedicated revenue stream with which the service department and the engineer knew they could depend upon in order to maintain our roads and our infrastructure, and that's what we did for 10 years. In 2005, getting ready for the expiration of the first one, we went to the ballot again, and this time it passed 4-1. But we had also reduced it from 4.3 to 3.8. It is now the 20-year mark, and it is time to renew the infrastructure levy. And again, the engineer and the service director put together a spreadsheet, which we'll be happy to go over or have a work session on this or do whatever this body would like. And though we did it a little differently this time, in the previous 2 times, we tried to project out over the 10 years which road in what year. Obviously, things change. They do a road rating every single year, and some roads that looked horrible maybe didn't look like the worst anymore. Other ones moved up. So we had latitude, and we knew we weren't going to do it exactly how it was laid out. It was just a blueprint, knowing that we had to do it this year in preparing for it. It, again, it's hard to say what we're going to do every year for the next 10 years, but in the first 3 years alone, we know that we need Harvard Road. Anybody drive on Harvard Road lately? It's not in great shape. That's a huge project. That's more than 1 year's worth of revenue. So we have had to save from the annual amount of expenditures and put aside some. So not every year did we spend every amount, because we have some bigger projects that we need to save for. So it's very clear from the schedule that Bob and Brian put together that there is no end to the amount of road work that will always need to be done. This will never stop. We will never not need to take care of our roads. I think you've all heard many times over the last year or two since the estate tax was eliminated, many communities near us, many communities throughout the county are all struggling to figure out how to pay for infrastructure. Is there another community that has an infrastructure levy?
There may be communities that have roads.
So we haven't had that problem. We have not had to scramble. We have known what we have to work with every year. There's about $190,000 of that every year is in just maintenance items, cleaning the sewer ditches, crack sealing, street sweeping, sign repair, sign replacement, traffic lights, signal repair, just ongoing, never gonna end, every year maintenance. That's $190,000 a year. Maybe 1 year we'll spend $150,000, maybe another year we'll spend $210,000, but we are going to be maintaining our roads and fixing projects that need to be done in the order they need to be done. As each year happens, we'll look and re-rate the roads. The point I'm getting at is that this has been, I would say, the financial tool that has kept Orange Village healthy and not in any trouble whatsoever, and we're not seeking tax increases, we're not talking about cutting employees or cutting anything out. We have been able to do our operations out of our yearly revenue and depend on this for our infrastructure. I can't emphasize enough how vital and how important it is that we all be behind this and help remind our residents that if their road has been fixed or touched or repaired or crack sealed in the last 10 years, it's because of this revenue source that we have to do that. Now, you ask, or somebody asked, some people will ask, now that we're getting all this money from Pinecrest, why do we need to do this? A few answers. Number one, we don't have any revenue from that yet. Mm-hmm. It may be a couple of years. Number two, when we get that revenue, that is general fund revenue that will go into our general fund. If you recall from last year's budgeting, our expenses have hit our revenues. We don't have much cushion. We have fire trucks to buy, we have police cars to buy, we have capital equipment needs in other departments, and costs go up. So this influx of money, when it comes, is going to go into the general fund for operations. It is not money that we could tap to do infrastructure work. However, just for those who, you know, wonder if we might get more money and be able to use it, every year we do a tax resolution certification to the county treasurer, and every year we put in the millage. So if the voters approve this, and I certainly hope that they will, and that everyone will help tell the story about why this is vital, we certify every year what millage we want it to be. We are going for a renewal at 3.8 mils. Maybe the finance committee will look at this one more go through just to confirm that and express their opinion on it. But if we don't need it, we can always drop that rate down 1 year when we certify to the county every year when we do our budget. If we become so flush with money, with all this cash that's gonna come to us, and we wanna use it for roads, we can 1 year drop this to two. We can 1 year not collect it. But we need to have this authorization in place with the caveat that I don't think the dollars that we have just agreed to expect will ever take the place of these infrastructure dollars. Those are operating funds. We have a lot of needs, a lot of demands. Our expenses go up, and we were without any surplus on an annual basis.
And our revenue streams have gone down a little bit, such as the estate tax.
And the real estate taxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this, I would say that this, if anything else, has been the reason why Orange Village is in healthy condition today and can take care of our infrastructure. And just read the paper every week and you will see all the communities that don't know what they're going to do. That's my introduction to this. It should be a routine renewal, but I am sure we're going to have summits and town hall meetings and campaigning. But I just want you to really clearly understand this is not the same money as what we will be getting in wage withholding.
And you can't pass this ordinance to put it on the ballot until the July 8th meeting, which is the first meeting that's within the 120-day window. You can't pass it before 120 days out from the November election.
Thank you for that, Mayor. Mr. Byron, is there any other discussion on that?
Brief question. The ordinance itself, the title of the ordinance, does not use the phrase, it does not say this is authorizing a renewal of a tax levy. Is there a reason for that? Because that's what it is.
And we have to make sure it's a renewal, because if as a renewal, the state will continue to subsidize our residents for the 12.5% rollback, the 10%, and the 2.5%. If we don't pass this and it expires and we go in for a new one, that 12.5% subsidy is gone from the state of Ohio.
Well, then that's
it
what we
has
need
to be a renewal.
That's what we have to sell the community.
Well, then why,
obviously.
Why would
it, yeah, so what should it be? Shouldn't that fact be in the
title? It doesn't need to be in the caption. The purpose of this ordinance is to put it on the ballot. The purpose of the, and you'll see on the ballot language.
I do note
public,
that.
That's the public portion. This provides for the submission of the amendment to the charter.
Is there a reason why it can't say renewal?
Well, it says it in the.
This is a public document. Sometimes the public doesn't always read beyond the bold face title.
and sometimes they go on and read the.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Is there any reason not to change the title?
I would encourage it.
If they don't understand, they don't know.
Well, the important thing will be how it's worded on the ballot, but I agree that it could say this in the title, a renewal.
But we're going to be, we're going to be addressing this at council. We're going to be reading it in council. This is the document that people will see, and it's that title that's going to get the initial reaction. So it certainly makes sense to have.
Okay, we will ask the law director to please change the title.
It's not reasonable. It's renewal.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, he's pulling out the red pen. I saw it. Moving on to committee reports by council members. Ms. Clear?
No, I don't have a committee report because I don't have a committee.
Would you like a committee? What would you want?
I don't know. We haven't given them out. You decided not to, Father.
No, we've been doing some.
You're doing some vicarious?
No, we've discussed subcommittees. I'm trying to have real committees as opposed to, nonsensical committees.
What's nonsensical?
No, we just had some in the past that there was. It wasn't nonsensical. There just wasn't a purpose behind it necessarily. I remember when I first got a council, there was committees that there was absolutely no work or anything being done. And as I've said before, I'm always more than happy to have suggestions on committees. We do have some. Mr. Alford's leading one. Mr. Barron is on a committee. And obviously Mr. Klein does his thing and Lisa does finance. And I'll have something for you.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I'll have something by next week for you.
Okay. I'll come safety, send the dog park there.
I thought you don't want.
I would like that.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
I'll work with Mr. Zugan on the dog business.
The challenge is
doing the dog's business.
Francis, the thing you really have to work on is an educational piece for the newsletter to tell people how to behave.
Oh, I'd like to do that because
I'll send you some recent reference links.
Okay. I'll do that.
That's what we really need.
But when's the next deadline for the newsletter?
Probably end of May, beginning of June.
All right. We'll put it verbatim from the legislation.
Would you like to be
specific? I think it's more. But like, then we really should talk about, what people do at dog parks that cause problems. Somebody feeds their dog in the middle of the park and all the other dogs don't have anything. More than just the rules.
Yeah,
we want to talk about behavioral animals.
I'll talk to Bob. We'll work together. Okay, thank you.
So, Ms. Clutter, do you want to just be just specific dog park?
No,
or?
I did safety for 10 years.
I know.
And then I got bumped.
Yeah, and it was given to me and I didn't want it. So I'll give it back to you. So here's what
and
you
I
have now.
And I have committees and all sorts of things. We met at least three times a year.
You can have safety and dog park.
Okay. Safety goes with dog park.
Dog goes
yes.
to the
safety. So yeah, you send everything to safety. Do you
okay.
remember?
You're the safety committee again.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. So do you have any reports for the safety committees?
Not yet.
Okay, next week. Mr. Klein.
I do have a report. Planning Commission met last night and Design Review Board approved some new homes that are starting to get constructed at the Lakes of Orange. We're gonna start seeing that coming out of the ground. If you've been back through there, and I would suggest you might take a trip around the corner there and see what that development's beginning to look like. Major Road is in. There's kind of a loop that gets you back out, so you can see the sites. This is going to be the first NAHB green community in Ohio.
That's wonderful.
And we're also looking at them, encouraging them to use the orange is the new green certification program, as long as they're going to get this other certification to do that. We had an interesting and lively discussion about a fence in particular, on a residence over at the corner of Lander and Harvard, and resolved that issue. One of the problems that we have come to identify is that there seems to be an issue where people fail to get building permits in advance of installing fences and other small structures on their properties. And it becomes an after-the-fact issue and very often a policing issue for the building department. So I think it's appropriate that we, as frequently as we can in our newsletter, let residents know what things are required to have a building permit. And maybe we can have the building department put something together on that for the newsletter, so that people are aware of the fact that they need permits for fences and they need permits for small structures on their property. And now we'll probably also need once we pass the ordinance on it, need a permit for a temporary storage structure that they may want to have on their property.
Is the only penalty to make them take it down?
No, we can charge twice as much on the permit fees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have them tear it down. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Mr. Alfred?
No committee report, Mr. President.
Mr. Barron.
Just 2 points from the Monday school board meeting. First is that it appears that basically the whole musical arts department, chorus, instrumental music, all those teachers have retired and or moved on. And they have just finished hiring replacements for them. So we will be able to continue marching band at the football games and choir and all those things. The second point I want to bring out is that every board member came up to me to thank me for sitting through a rather dry meeting, but a meeting nonetheless, certainly not as animated as our meeting. But they are very happy with the fact that we listen to them and that we're there to help them. And they're going to try to do that with the other communities, the other Orange District's communities. That's it.
Thank you. Ms. Berry?
I have no committee report tonight.
Moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Comments from anybody else in the audience tonight? No? If not, move on to comments by council members. Ms. Cluter?
Are we meeting? When are we meeting again?
So I don't think it's necessary for us to have a meeting next week.
First week of June.
So let's move to June. Unless there's any need, but I don't think there's anything big. We've had a lot of meetings in a row.
Just so you all know, I won't be here the first week of June, but I will be here the second week.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's the?
So that would be June.
Yeah. It's just
so June 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So June 3rd, and then the following June 10th.
June 3rd, June 10th, okay. Are the next two meetings. Yeah.
Thank you. Just thanking everybody for coming tonight to see, you know, how the vote came out. I appreciate your being here. It's encouraging. Thank you.
Mr. Klein.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all of our professionals for the work that they've done in helping get through a very complex and extensive process in producing all of these documents necessary for this development. It is, as Ms. Kluter pointed out a moment ago, it's been a challenging, if not large, the largest project ever undertaken in the Village of Orange, and appreciate all the good work of our outside resources in helping us. And along with that, our internal staff that have been very diligent in assisting us with review of documents, supportive commentary, and insight into issues so that we could make the best decision on behalf of the village. Again, I want to thank the community for their participation in this process. It's an important project. It will affect us all for many years to come, and will hopefully bring some great stuff into the village that we've never had before, and appreciate everybody's efforts in doing so.
Thank you. Mr. Alfred.
I just want to concur with Mr. Klein, his comments. My thanks to the outside professionals for all your work. It has been a long and hard road. I do want to note to the community that this process that we have gone through has been anything but rushed, contrary to some of the comments by some of the citizens earlier this evening. This has probably been the most extensively and meticulously vetted project that Orange has been engaged with, I imagine. Even the Fairmont Properties would probably concur that the amount of vetting and back and forth for this project has been extensive and not rushed at all. So I think they can have confidence in the outcome, that the village interests have been well protected, and we look forward to a successful development project. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Baird?
I echo Mr. Klein and Mr. Alfred's comments, and I would also like to say that there were suggestions from the community that were put into these development agreements. So if you think that no one's listening to you, you're wrong. We are very, very concerned that we do the right thing. And what we see as being the right thing, we want to make sure that you let us know what your thoughts are.
Thank you. Ms. Perry?
And it kind of stinks going last, because I wanted to say the same thing. I concur with everybody who is thanking our professionals. I especially want to thank the professionals on both sides. You helped us all understand what a TIF is inside and out, and how it would work for Orange Village, and answered our questions over and over and over again. So thank you so much for helping us understand what we needed to know. We appreciate it.
Mayor?
Well, it really was a historic and major vote. I'm not sure it's even sunk in exactly, but this was a very big deal, and everyone has thanked everybody, except I am going to thank Judd, who has helped with this from the very beginning and was with me at almost every meeting, and really I don't think we would have been this far along without you, and I thank you because you put in way above and beyond the duty of a councilman to handle this project. Thank you, Judd.
I got every bit of my 10 cents an hour.
That much? You're getting that much? But everyone is saying thank you and you know, making it sound like it's over. I got news for you. Now the work begins.
Right.
This was nothing.
Yeah.
Especially planning and zoning, and there'll be another agreement back to this board when the financing is known. But very significant evening tonight. It's only the beginning of May, but for the service department, it is summer already, and college students are out, and we have advertised for a new service department employee who could not be here tonight, and since we're not meeting next week, I'm just notifying you that we are going ahead and hiring him. It's been budgeted for. This is something we do every year. and council's confirmation of this seasonal summer part-time help will be done before the summer's over and they leave. But this is just, we do this every year. Piggybacking on what Judd said, Lakes of Orange is beginning to pop. There was a builder at Planning and Zoning who said he had bought 7 lots and he was getting a lot of calls. I looked over at Randy Curtis who said, yeah, he's getting a lot of calls. Let me tie that into my next statement, which is about Washington, D.C., which I told you that I thought it was sort of a weak agenda. I have to tell you, it was a weak agenda, but it was a very, very worthwhile trip that I took, and it was of great benefit to the village on many fronts. There were networking that took place, and I think we will realize some benefits just from conversations that were had and contacts that were made. And Lakes of Orange happened to come up in Washington, D.C., because I ran into a woman who introduced herself to me. She is the executive director of the Home Builders Association. And she said, I just got off the phone with Randy Curtis. We're thinking of doing a Homerama next year in Orange Village. So it was very exciting. She's very excited. This green subdivision is truly unique, unusual, and the first of its kind, at least in the state of Ohio. And we will probably be seeing a lot of homes going up there over the next couple, 3 years. We received a thank you note signed by not just the ones who spoke, but all the students in the student government class, thanking us for letting them come and present to us. And as a result of their experience here, they were very successful when they went to the Ohio State House, and they appreciated, they feel like we let them practice, and they said they took our advice and used it to improve the bills before they went, and they had a high percentage of bills that got passed down there. And in closing, I would like to say that with 27 seconds left to the game, the Cavs are winning 103-90.
Yay.
Yay.
That's it.
What about those other guys?
They're winning too.
That other team?
Yeah, that other team.
Who else is there? Oh, Indians.
Who? Moving on. My comments, obviously, I just want to echo everybody else. You know, the three of you, thank you very much. It's, you know, been very helpful. Judd, you've helped a lot throughout this process. Jordan, thanks for meeting all the deadlines. Appreciate it. And Chris, thanks for showing up all the time. And I just want to make clear to everybody here and you know, there's most people here are the regulars. The meetings are typically kumbaya. This is not an adversarial room. It's a very, you know, we listen to all the residents. We want to hear what they say and we respond to it. There's a lot that goes on at these meetings that not everybody sees if they're not at all the meetings. My job here is to make sure that if people want things, I want to make sure they get it and to run meetings. And you know, there's certain points where airing your grievances is appropriate. There's certain points where it's not. There's certain points where people bring up items that are just plainly false and attack people. And you know, we've done such a long process here and everything that we've done. And you know, some people just don't like the project to begin with. And I understand that, and that's fine, and I respect it. But I don't respect a personal attack on certain things when we truly are here working our butts off to make sure that this community is, you know, going up, up, and up and staying above the others. So if anybody ever wants to talk after meetings or anything, I'm more than happy, because that's, you know, that's how we do it. Okay. With that said, can I have a motion to adjourn the special meeting?
Motion made.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Fluter. Everybody who's in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right.
Aye, 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 aye.
What's that?
I told you, I'll write something. Somebody said.
Yes.
I'm not such a brag myself. Because I see lots of beauty.
Well, in particular, there's two sort of divergent or concurrent paths. Developer Randy Curtis
is
building the Lakes of Orange
to
what are. called the National Association of Home Builders Green Guidelines. And he's requiring all the builders and homeowners within that development to subscribe to those guidelines, which will result in a green, sustainable community. You know, simultaneously, Orange Village created in 2009 the, what is called the Orange Goes Green certification program. And it really has led to these kinds of development. And the Orange Goes Green program is on the website. You can see what it is on the village's website. And we've had one house that has been built to that standard for the Orange Goes Green certification, and the service center was built to that. And we encourage every builder that comes in to pursue it, because it's not hard. It's designed to be easy. Add significant cost to construction of homes. No, it's about decision making. And making the appropriate decision in design will result in the energy savings that I think we're all looking for. And I know there's been some discussion. I don't know whether deployed that in any of the houses yet, but potentially having photovoltaic systems. For who, Randy Curtis? It's